listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Dawn Joyce, a member of the board for Renaissance Lac Brome, who is going to be speaking to us about their upcoming event, Paddle Brome Lake 2022. So thank you so much, Dawn, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Taylor.
And now, please tell us a little bit about Paddle Brome Lake 2022. Is this an event that Renaissance Lac Brome puts on every year?
Well, this is the second year that we're doing it. Last year was the first. We weren't quite sure what the response would be, so we put it out there. One of the biggest comments we had was that people wanted to see it become an annual event, so we're very happy to put it on again this year.
And what is it exactly? Do you just invite the community to come out on the lake and you all kayak, paddleboard, some sort of water device? What is the event exactly?
It's really your choice whether you want a paddleboard or canoe or kayak. This year we actually have some folks from the Aviron Rowing Club who will be out in their sculls and join us as well.
Awesome. Now, what is the goal with this event exactly on part of Renaissance Lac Brome?
It's to get the community together and to enjoy the lake. We spend a lot of time worrying about water quality and keeping the lake free of phosphorus and all of the things that we're concerned about for the environment, but we also wanted to make sure that people remembered why we do this. It's to have fun and to enjoy the lake. Yep, so we started at 7 o'clock in the morning at Douglas Beach, and we go counterclockwise around the lake. We're not expecting everybody to join us. Last year, it was only one canoe with two folks in it who made the full around the lake trip with me. But we start at 7, and then we make our way around. We're going to be stopping to gather up people at Camping du Zareb at about 8:30. Then we're going to continue on and stop again for the people who are at the Inverness condos about 10 a.m. And then we'll finish back up at Douglas Beach probably about 11 or 11:15.
So how long is this tour around the lake exactly? How many kilometers is it in total?
If it's 19 kilometers, we stay pretty close to shore. First, it's interesting, and two, it's safe when you've got a big group. And it should take that, 4 and a half hours to go. Depends on, if there's any winds in front of us. But people don't have to do the whole thing. They can come and just do a piece closest to their house, or they can, if they're members of Renaissance Lac Brome, what we're offering for our members is that if, let's say, they started at Domaine du Zareb and made it through to Douglas Beach, we'll put them on our racks and take them and their kayaks back, or them and their watercrafts back to their point of departure. So you don't have to do the whole circuit, but if you can, just come out and join the group as they pass your house and do a few kilometers.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a great event. Now, do people need to register or sign up to take part in this?
If you are interested in being taken back to your point of departure and you are a Renaissance member, you can go on our website and provide your email, and we'll contact you and set that up. If you just want to come out and join the group as we go by, there no need to register. Just come out and join us.
Awesome. Now that I have you with me, I was wondering, apart from this event, does Renaissance Lac Brome have any other initiatives coming up that they would like the community to know about?
We've got a couple that we're working on, more to do with the schools as we did in the spring, but we're waiting to get some confirmation on the participation of the schools and some people that we want to bring in to do some canoe instructing. But that one is still a little bit up in the air. We do have another project, which is going to be planting trees along the Quilliam Stream. Big trees and then some little bushes to help prevent erosion. So that's probably going to happen at the end of September, and we'll be reaching out to the community for anybody who wants to help us with those plantings.
Well, I know that Renaissance Lab Rome always has these great initiatives going on. I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Dawn, that you wanted to mention about the Paddle Brome Lake 2022 event or about other initiatives that Renaissance Lab Rome has in the works that you think would be important for the community to be aware of.
Yeah, we're really hoping that people will come out and join us to paddle around the lake. We're trying to get as many people signed up as members for Renaissance. So if people are not currently members but are interested in taking care of the lake, we'd love to have them join. It's not a lot of money. It's $25 to become a member, and that's you get a tax receipt with that. But what it does is it adds to the power of the lake community and our ability to talk to the town. Having people sign up as members is excellent for us because it helps us to raise our stature when we're talking to the town or to the Minister of the Environment for any of the projects that we're doing. And it's really great to have the support of the community.
Yeah, so the Paddle Brome Lake is almost an opportunity for people to discover what Renaissance Lab Rome is all about as well, and to encourage them to take part.
Sure, and in addition to learning about the lake, it's also a really nice community event. People really enjoyed when we had like a group of 20 paddlers all going together past Bonneville. It was a really nice feeling, and it was a really great day. And so we're hopeful, and knock on wood, the weather is looking good for Saturday as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dawn, for speaking with us and for making the community about that event.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.